Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Good day to you, wherever you are, throughout the length and breadth of Grenada, Caracou, Pd. Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. And within the next, 25 minutes, I will be speaking to a gentleman from Inside Finance. And we'll be talking about the launch of the National Export Strategy. I'm looking forward to speaking to Mr. Ernie James, and we'll be talking about what is happening within the Expo, National Expo Strategy, and what it is they're doing to try to get us going here. Take a break, we'll come right back. Come back, and we're gonna have a good discussion, I'm sure, talking about trade, Mr. Ernie.
Good day, Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a pleasure being on your program. I'm looking forward to having a good discussion with you today.
Well, I am excited, looking forward to it. I've never had you on the Inside Finance. I had trade before, yes, when they went to, I think, Germany. They were in the early this year in February, okay. Form trade. So it's good to have you with me for the first time.
Yes, for the first time. And good day to your listeners out there.
Okay. Tell me, what are you responsible for within your department?
Well, currently I am an acting senior trade officer, and I'm responsible for trade policy issues, trade negotiation, export promotion and development, and other trade issues that will come up from time to time.
From time to time. How long have you been within that department?
Since 2012. Prior to that, I was in customs.
Okay, so you have a good knowledge of what's happening both at custom and again what happened within trade.
Within trade.
Okay. Now, I know the government have worked very hard to try to have look at our trade policy, especially export, because we do not export much. In Grenada at the moment, we have cocoa and nutmeg, a big thing that we used to do. That has died down, even with the banana with Chiquita taking our share of that. But I want you to explain first, what is the National Export Strategy about? What is this whole scene? I know you're all revamping it. So what it is all about?
Okay, well, the National Export Strategy is all about boosting our export sector in Grenada, Caracou, and Pd. Martinique. Our first strategy, which was in 2006 to 2011, it was a bit narrow. It more focused on goods, like the export of goods for manufacturers and producers. But we decided that we have to go a bit further. So we got the assistance from the Commonwealth Secretariat to review the National Export Strategy, and that process started about a year or 2 years ago, and we look at the different areas and we develop a strategy that is fitting for both the private and the public sector.
So what are we hoping to achieve with the strategy?
Well, we're hoping to achieve a growth in our export, both in goods and services. As I said before, it was more focused on the goods side. So now services providers in certain sectors, like priority sectors, the strategy identify priority sectors. So we hope to boost our export in terms of generating more employment and so forth.
So then that leads me to ask this question. What are the priority sectors identified in the strategy to drive the economy? Because at the moment, construction is one of the big driving force with tourism. What are the other areas that you think that you all have identified as growth areas?
Okay, well, when we were reviewing the document or the strategy, we got different stakeholders and we look at different policy or different documents, and we got feedback from the wide cross-section of persons. Mm-hmm. And we decided to come up with other sectors, especially you have agriculture and fishing. Mm-hmm. So we look at areas under like cocoa, nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, salsa. Mm-hmm. These areas under the agriculture and fisheries as one sector. We look at health and wellness, but not everything under health and wellness. Mainstream like health wellness or wellness tourism, we look at that. And we look at tourism as a broad sector. And then we look at the creative industries, especially audiovisual, fashion industry, culture, art and craft. We look at the professional service, and we identify just two sections on the professional service, like management consultant and ICT. And the final one we looked at is maritime and yachting as a entire sector, because we think
that is new. The government never used to look at that in the way that you know looking at it.
Yes, because we realized that this area, the maritime and yachting, is a big sector for Grenada, and we have seen an increase in the yachting industry, especially in docking and repairing, boat repairs and so forth, cleaning of the yachts and so forth. And there are tremendous opportunities for persons, young persons, to get into the repair of the boats, because you find that most time you have to import or recruit persons from outside to do certain technical aspect in terms of the boat repairs.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain how the sectors were identified? Because here they are, the number of sectors you talk about, the agriculture and fisheries, tourism, health and wellness, and the creative industries. How did you come, even craft, how did you come up with identifying? What did you do to create and say, okay, fine, these are the areas of all the areas that we have in our country, these are the areas we identify as being critical for growth and development of our country, Grenada?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, I may say. But it was a tedious process. It was a private-public partnership where we got different stakeholders involved, where we held numerous consultations. We had working groups and national consultations. We also review certain documents like the growth and poverty reduction paper, the Nutmeg strategy, and other relevant documents that we identify, and we came up with these sectors that can boost the economy in terms of exporting. So that's how we came up with that.
So when you the stakeholders, who are some of the stakeholders that you worked with?
Well, you have stakeholders, for example, like different ministries, like would have key ministries under the different priority sectors. So you have to identify the ministries that have responsibility for these sectors. You identify other agencies like the Chamber of Commerce, the GIDC, other civil societies and things who can come up, the manufacturers and other stakeholders, relevant stakeholders. And they all contributed to that document, and we have a sound document that we can go forward with.
Okay. Listeners, I'm talking to Mr. Ernie James coming out and talking to us about the National Export Strategy and form within the Ministry of Finance. What is the vision for the export sector here in Grenada? What is government vision for us as we move forward?
Well, the vision for the strategy and for the ministry as a whole, if you were to peruse the document, you will see we came up with a vision to achieve a competitive export sector focused on a mix of quality, high-value goods and services for the sustainable development of Grenada. So with that vision, we aim to boost the export sectors, to encourage persons to develop or come up with ideas, increase their current level of production in order to export. So it's not only about remaining in Grenada or trying to sell your goods and services within Grenada, Caracol, and PT Martinique, but it's beyond Grenada, thinking about the cross-border trade and so forth, and also to get extra income in your pocket, because you know outside you have a larger population to target, not only Grenada alone.
With all of this, and I know that, you know, persons, sometimes government have the manifesto, the political party had the manifesto, and they come into government. They may do so in the budget, the presentation of the budget, and what the future will be in terms of what government is looking at. What are the potential benefits for the economy in this new strategy the government has adopted in this when it comes to export?
Well, this strategy, the benefit, employment generation, because you have the opportunity where you know there's a strategy that you can get into an industry and you can think beyond our borders.
Right.
You can access other borders based on the different trade agreements, and you can boost your income. So employment generation, wealth creation, transfer of knowledge, you can gain new knowledge by improving your current facility in order to meet the competition out there. There's an opportunity for gender equality in terms of more women getting into small businesses and trying to export their goods and services out there.
Well, just a matter of note, I think most of the businesses in Grenada are owned by women. I mean, if you think about most places you go, women control most of the businesses. But you are saying now you want them to move beyond Grenada.
Yes, beyond Grenada, to develop good quality product, products that are export ready.
How will these recommendations be implemented? How will we implement these recommendations that were made to government by your department and the stakeholders who have come together, their recommendation made to government, how will that be implemented?
Right. So from the strategy point of view, in terms of the recommendations and implementation, the Ministry of Economic Development, Planning and Trade, especially the Division of Trade, that's the key ministry, will be responsible for implementing. Also, other lead ministries, for example, under this sector like tourism. So you have the Ministry of Tourism, who will play a lead role in terms of implementing certain key decisions out of the strategy. And also other private and public stakeholders, they'll be able to identify the areas and put it into their yearly work plan. Because remember, it's a five-year strategy, so we have certain things to implement over that period. So we hope that all the ministries, responsible ministries and agencies will get on board and implement.
How would you implement? What would be the implementation process, and how will it be monitored? How will you monitor? You have this big new strategy that you will form, which encompassed the entire country, and really looking at the sectors that you identify, which was, I think we have here agriculture and fishing, health and wellness, the tourism sector would stand alone. You have creative industry, the professional service industry, and yachting. Now that's a whole lot, and those are big stuff. How will you monitor?
Well, before I get into how will we monitor, the previous strategy, when it was implemented, that was the old strategy, we did not take into consideration a monitoring mechanism. So we had a little difficulties in terms of implementing and also understanding or looking at or measuring how we progress back then. But with this new strategy, there is a monitoring component, and we also develop a national implementation coordinating team in order to monitor the implementation of all the priority sectors or aspects under the priority sectors. So the Ministry of Trade, along with that national implementation coordinating team, would monitor the progress. We will track it based on a balanced scorecard,
mm-hmm.
so that we look at if the different ministries are meeting their target on some of the things under that national export strategy.
So that would be something that would be done monthly, bi-monthly,
yes,
yearly?
Because that national implementation coordinating team, it was approved by cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So cabinet, they will be reporting
to cabinet.
Yes, to the minister responsible for cabinet.
Okay, so I guess so. You are the one who will be pulling the information together.
Yes, the ministry will mm-hmm. be pulling the information together, and they will submit it to that coordinating team who will review the progress,
mm.
and they will make recommendation to see if the different ministries are making the timeline.
Okay.
So there are specific timeline in order to implement certain things under the strategy.
Okay, which then brings me to the next question. What are some of the challenges the Division of Trade foresee in implementation? Because it's one thing to plan, one thing to have the strategy, and you begin to implement that, and there are some processes, but then there are also some challenges.
Yes.
What do you see as the foreseen challenges in implementing this new strategy for the export strategy? Because the export strategy is being able to export more out of our country.
Right.
What are some of the challenges that you foresee?
Well, the main thing we foresee is budgetary constraint in terms of
money.
Uh-huh. Yes, money in terms of implementing certain things,
mm-hmm.
because the strategy on a whole would cost a lot, certain things that we need to do. So we see finance as a major issue.
Right.
Under the different areas, transportation would be key, and we can see that as a problem in terms of the agriculture sector, in terms of refrigeration, like trucks and so forth. We identify these as major problems. We look at even the cost of finance, because as an exporter, you need finance at a low cost in order to start your business or even to do your export plan to target certain markets. Market intelligence is another issue for certain exporters, because you must have good intelligence out there. So certain things we see that there might be a little issue, but we are positive, we are optimistic that we'll be able to achieve all of the things that we have. And lastly, I can say technical skills.
Right.
That's an issue, because there are a lot of areas under the strategy that require a high technical skills, especially in the yachting and marina. So we need persons to be trained.
Because that is specialized.
Yeah, that is specialized. So we need persons to be trained in that area in order for them to export their services.
Mm.
Because you want persons who are yacht owners to know that they can come to Grenada and get the technical persons to repair their boats.
Yeah, because we've been having a lot of super yachts coming to Grenada within the last 4 years, and even more so within the last 2 years.
2 years.
And they need a number of services to be able to operate within your country.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with all of this strategy, working these things you put together, talk to us about when will this strategy be launched, which is the big part. We want to know, when would you launch the strategy, and time, date, place? I would be happy to learn of that.
Yeah, with all that hard work over the last few months and a well-put-together document with the assistance from the Commonwealth Secretariat, our launch date for that strategy or the handover ceremony would take place on July 27th at the Ministry of Finance conference room at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. We already sent out invitations to the key stakeholders who will be attending to witness that handover ceremony.
Ministry of Finance conference room, that is within the Ministry of Finance itself?
Yes, within the
Ministry of Finance. On the third floor?
On the third floor.
And start at what time?
At 2 p.m.
2 p.m. That's
Thursday the 27th.
Thursday the 27th of July. And so you are expecting a number of persons to be there to hear the outline or the layout or the rollout.
Yes, the rollout of the program.
What was the most challenging thing for you, though, as playing a lead part in trying to put this whole strategy together?
Well, the main thing was getting consensus from the different stakeholders because, you know, every stakeholder would want certain things to be in the strategy. So we had to look at the major issues or the major thing that will propel the sector. And that was a challenge in identifying or agreeing on some of the issues.
And out of it, that you find yourself now at, you think the country is at a better place looking at the strategy that you all have created for the export market when you're looking at Grenada?
Yes, I believe that the strategy is in a better position, or Grenada is in a better position, because the strategy covers both goods and services. So it's a holistic approach.
What did the previous strategy focused on?
Mainly manufacturing and agro-processing. So the services sector, it was left out.
Was left out?
Yes.
No, you're including the services sector.
Yes.
Which then would include the agriculture and fishing.
Well, that will be both manufacturing on services
and
component.
Services.
Support services.
So which would be tourism? Was that?
Tourism is a services sector.
The creative industries. With the audiovisual, fashion industry, culture, arts and craft.
Yes.
The professional services. That was something new that added?
Also new.
Right. And the maritime yachting service. That was something new?
Yes.
That you added. Yes. Okay. So pretty much then the young people should be looking, and the schools, I guess, in the training and teaching now begin to focus on some of these things because it had become the strategy of the government.
Of the government.
For the country.
Yes. To boost export.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes.
I like it. I like the softness, but the punching direction it is going. It is clear that the government is trying to put together a holistic approach than a partial approach.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think that this strategy, it will be embraced by all.
Wow. Listening to you, I have already embraced it. I need to learn something about yachting because these guys have a lot of money. And they pay for their service.
Yes,
these guys pay for this. You charge for it.
Right.
Once you deliver what you say, you can deliver what they ask for.
Right.
They have absolutely no problem in paying for the services offered.
Yes, and a key thing on the yachting and marina is to get persons certified. So we'll be working with the National Training Agency in order to get person certified, because as a yacht owner, you want to come and you want to know that the person who is working on your yacht is certified.
They can't do the job.
Yes.
They ain't coming and try something. million dollar. You can't come and try something. You have to know what you're doing. Okay, well, that's good. And it means then you'll put the young persons who want to learn about this industry, you're giving them the tool to accomplish it.
To accomplish it.
All right. And the date again when the launch will be?
July 27th.
July 27th, yes. And it will be at the
Ministry of Finance conference room.
Conference room.
In the next 2 weeks.
Two weeks. And 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Ernie?
All right.
Thank you so much. And Ernie James, and you're responsible for?
For export promotion, development, trade policy, and trade negotiation.
That's a heavy load, boy.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's quite a lot.
The ministry or the Division of Trade, we are involved in a lot of things, not only the national export strategy. There are other things that you do.
Yeah. So it means that your back is broad. You're carrying a lot of weight.
Yes.
All right, then. Mr. Ernie James, thank you so much for coming and share to us about the new export strategy the government is launching, and that's on the 27th of July and at the Ministry of Finance Conference Room, 2 p.m.
Yes.
In the afternoon. I look forward in listening because I will be there. I'll make the time to come. I want to hear what it is. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
All right. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. This has been a program of Inside Finance. You can go to the government website, Ministry of Finance website. You'll find the program uploaded there. Also, sgbcgrenada.com. Under programs, go under Inside Finance. The program will be there. Special thanks again to Mr. Ernie James, who is responsible for the officer there. For trade, and he do a lot of negotiation and working with different persons who come in to do work here in Grenada. And when we talk about export, boy, there seems to have that lockdown tight this time, and they spread it much broader, and it looked like we're going to have some real traction out of this. I am Stanford Simon. Wish you a very blessed and enjoyable day. Join me here next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.